Alaskans sometimes like to boast that their state is twice the size of Texas. But surely Texas can always brag about their cowboy heritage. Well, at least for one day recently, some Kenai Peninsula residents got a taste of that as well. With what else but a cattle drive on horseback outside Soldotna, KDLL's Ben Stanton tried to follow along and capture the story of the 8-mile round trip.
Granted, it's on the outskirts of Soldotna off Kalifornsky Beach Road, and this is a rodeo ground, but the event does still mean driving cattle through a neighborhood and, at one point, by a motorcycle rider training.
Kind of interesting to have a cattle drive go through your beginner motorcycle course, you know.
President of the Soldotna Equestrian Association, Chris Sorrells, is standing in a dusty trail at the equestrian arena where summertime competitions will start up soon. Rodeos need cattle to rope, drive into pens and whatnot, and in most years, cattle arrive by trailer, and some have this year also, but Sorrells got a call this year from the Diamond M Ranch, down the road a few miles along the Kenai River. They asked Sorrells' group if they might want to co-sponsor a cattle drive.
From Diamond M Ranch over here to the rodeo grounds, and of course, we were very interested.
Sorrells knew he would need some help, which meant Equestrian Association Vice President Mike Anderson.
I called him and asked him if he could ride the trail for us so we'd know what we were getting into.
Well, Anderson saddled his horse to ride it and decided against taking the highway with a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit.
We were able to move the route somewhat to make it a little more user-friendly.
Down a side road, past the Kenai Peninsula College, through a neighborhood, and along a pipeline right-of-way. My talk with Anderson and Sorrells is a little too quiet. How about some horse, some sounds of horses? Sounds of horses at the start of the trip. Jacob and Melissa Fowler are brother and sister, and the horses they are saddled in are related too.
Well, Boo, he's the dad. This is the mom, and this is their baby, Rio. We kind of keep it all in the family. They're pretty good all-around horses. They do barrels. They chase cows.
Yeah, that's good because they'll definitely be chasing cows today. But Jacob, have you ever chased cows, driving them through an unfenced area?
No, just team penning and stuff. Lonnie's from Nebraska.
He's from Nebraska, so.
I'm originally from Nebraska. We do this stuff daily.
Next to the Fowlers, Lonnie Feller says there's a state of mind that's important once the cattle are rounded up.
Ride like you got an egg in the back of your pocket. That's pretty much what it is. The slower they go, the better off it is. If they get wild and they get rowdy and they get heated up and stuff, they don't tend to push very well. So, yeah. And these cows aren't really used to people, let alone highways and roads and all this stuff that they don't necessarily get to see all the time.
Well, now is the slow start. A lot of cowboy hats are on a few dozen heads of people on the horses passing by me. It's a cloudy afternoon, little light drizzle occasionally. Things are still calm. The group makes it to the grazing area, gets the cattle, starts slowly bringing them back. You can hear one ATV that's riding along with the group, and coming back through the neighborhood, someone's dog is loose. Voices shout out, whistles ring out, the dogs bark, which apparently the cattle do not like. Several cows break away from the group and get off the road. And they're running through someone's yard. The organizers say they'd notified the neighborhood to be prepared, but things happen. Anderson says safety and respecting property are their top priorities. Well, the cattle are now convinced to get back in line, and they tromp down the road, where they await more excitement at the rodeo grounds. Meantime, Sorrells says feedback from youngsters show a longing for more experiences like this.
You just don't get anything more wholesome than coming down and playing at the rodeo grounds.
Yeah, well, wholesome is good and all that, but some young people might respond more to activities that use words like extreme.
We're telling them, look, you know, come down and play with us. That's rodeo is probably the original extreme sport.
Luckily, the cattle drive was not as extreme as it could have been. Not everyone here is an expert, but it was one experience of what might be more to come. In Kenai, I'm Ben Stanton.